KORN News Radio Sports, Wednesday, January 28th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dakota Wesleyan Men's Wrestling picked up a 28-15 dual victory last night versus 25th-ranked Morningside. The Tigers had a pair of pinfall victories, Kip Cordes at 133 pounds and Gavin Braun at 157 pounds. Dakota Wesleyan Wrestling now takes on Waldorf tomorrow night at 6:30. The Tigers' Landon Rusink has been named a CSC First Team Academic All-American. It's one of the top academic honors in college athletics. Rusink had a perfect 4.0 GPA, making him just one of three NAIA athletes nationwide to do so. The football standout had 42 tackles, 14 pass breakups this past year for Wesleyan, along with an interception and fumble recovery, and a multiple all-conference honors. Rusink was the only South Dakota athlete selected at the NAIA level. Dakota Wesleyan basketball back at home tonight at the Corn Palace as they host Briar Cliff. Starts with the women's game at 6 o'clock, followed by the men at 7:45. The ninth-ranked Tiger women currently sit 13-2 in the GPAC, second place behind Dort. South Dakota State's Brooklyn Meyer claimed her fifth Summit League Player of the Week award already this season, announced by the conference on Tuesday. It's also the 11th of her career. Meyer had 31 points last week in a victory over North Dakota State. She then added 25 points versus Kansas City on Saturday. Meyer averaging 21 points per game in conference play on 62% shooting. We do have coverage tonight on KORN News Radio of South Dakota State women's basketball. Jackrabbits will be at home where they host Omaha at 7 o'clock. Jackrabbit pregame show starts at 6:30. And also tonight, the SDSU men, they will be on the road at Omaha at also a 7 p.m. starts. USD women's basketball at home. They take on St. Thomas tonight, 7 p.m. in Vermilion. Coyote women coming off a 23-point loss on Saturday at North Dakota State. Class AA basketball from last night. The number one ranked Sioux Falls Lincoln boys stay undefeated. They beat Washington by 15, 70-55. Number three ranked Spearfish boys undefeated no more after a 7-0 start. They would lose last night to St. Thomas More, 61-38. Number four Harrisburg defeats Brookings, 61-39. Pierre picks up a 53-31 win over Aberdeen. And O'Gorman holds off Yankton, 44-42. Girls basketball last night, all the top teams win. Number two O'Gorman defeats Yankton, 76-38. Number three Washington beats Lincoln by 60 points, 71-11. And number four Aberdeen defeats Pierre, 57-36. Harrisburg girls pick up a victory over Brookings, 51-37. And that's a look at your sports for Wednesday, January 28th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.